Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Swing Time. Mike Coates here with 1 hour of jazz, swing and blues music. And it's good to have my colleague John Yule sitting comfortably at the other end of the desk. And thank you, John, for bringing in your excellent selection of contemporary music. Whilst tidying up some domestic matters at home, I came across an Illinois jacket item, which I think is quite interesting. We associate jacket with frantic displays, both audio type and physical type, at Jazz at the Philharmonic. Indeed, it might have been something that we would not take too kindly to. And I'll be playing Illinois Jacket in a couple, in 10 minutes or so. Before that, we heard the Jim Ammons group playing a tune utilising a phrase which is not used too often these days, but certainly when I was younger, was quite commonplace. The real McCoy, indicating that, yes, it was the genuine thing. There we heard Jerome Richardson on flute. Unusually, John Coltrane on alto, and that didn't happen too frequently in Coltrane's discography. Pepper Adams was on baritone. Paul Quinichet shared the tenor solos with Gene Ammons. Mal Waldron on piano, and we'll hear Mal Waldron again later on in my hour. George Joyner was the bass player, and Art Taylor was on drums. So that was the Gene Ammons All-Stars with the real McCoy. It was recorded in Hackensack, New Jersey, which I reckon makes it a Rudy Van Gelder production, on the 3rd of January 1958. As I mentioned, a hallmark of the early Jazz at the Phil concerts organised by Norman Granz on the West Coast was the histrionics, I think you would describe them, of some of the brass players, particularly saxophone players, on the various early dates of Jazz at the Phil. But here is a version of a tune that I associate with British music halls. The group is the Illinois Jacket All-Stars, and we have, well, I'll give you that in a minute. Here they play Limehouse Blues. Ha ha ha. Well, when we started out with the Illinois Jacket All-Stars on the announced Limehouse Blues, you heard Illinois Jacket on tenor, Vic Dickinson trombone, Barry Harris, certainly an unusual choice for a tune like Limehouse Blues, piano, a young guitar player, American guitar player Gray Sargent on guitar, Sam Stewart on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. Not the usual kind of lineup that you would expect to play a British music hall tune. I can't say it's my favourite tune, so perhaps we were saved some of the excesses of the tune when the Gremlins struck again, and of course we finished off with I Cover the Waterfront. The recording was made in New York in Downtown Studios on the 12th of June 1980. An important piano solo brings in the first of my classic jazz records today. Keith Jarrett and the Cologne or Cologne Concert, a concert that probably should not have taken place. As you will hear, it's not the most sympathetic of pianos, and Jarrett had a raging touch of influenza. But his masterpiece did take place, and here is part 2C of the Keith Jarrett Cologne Concert.
Thank you.
I'm sure that many Swing Time listeners would join me in thanking Keith Jarrett for fighting against the tribulations of the day, his cold, and the piano. That really is a classic jazz album. Now, something to underline our programme title, Swing Time. This is an early member of the swing band era. Probably one of the most important aspects of this particular group occurred when the leader suddenly announced that he would be retiring to take it easy. At this point, the clarinet player stepped in to take on the band. This was Woody Herman. So my Swing Time band from April 1932 is the Isham Jones Orchestra. Oh yes, you will know who the vocal is, and some of the better known jazz men in the group at that time were Chelsea Queely, trumpet, Joe Bishop, flugelhorn, Jack Jenny, trombone, Woody Herman, as I mentioned, and he was playing alto, clarinet and baritone for the band. Milt Yena, also on clarinet and alto. Harold Smith, the pianist, the guitar player, extremely well known, was Eddie Lang. And Isham Jones was the leader. And arranger sometimes of the group that he stepped out of, as I said, around 1936. Here is Sweet Georgia Brown.
Maid has got a shade on, sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat, has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you why, and you know I don't lie, not much. It's been said that she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas, she can't get, must be fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her, sweet Georgia Brown. It's been said that she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas, she can't get, must be fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her Sweet Georgia. They call her Sweet Miss Georgia Brown.
Well, I'm sure you identified the vocalist correctly. It was Bing Crosby. Another Jones, but no relation to the previous Isham or Isham Jones. This is Oliver Jones playing his own composition, which is Cataturia. Oliver Jones piano, the guitar player is Herb Ellis, and one of my favourite bass players is performing on bass, and that is Red Mitchell. Here is the Oliver Jones Trio.
Thank you.
The Oliver Jones Trio there. I can tell you that the disc was recorded in Canada, but I can't tell you where in Canada it was recorded. And it was a recording made either in June or September 1990. You are listening to Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here, presenting Hour 2 of Swing Time. Thanks for joining us. If you were listening to jazz and blues music around the middle or the beginning of 1965, some 65 years ago, you might have heard this performer on the stage at the City Hall in August 1961. He was certainly joined by one of his companions on the disc, and his name is Jimmy Cotton. The track he is performing is Rock Me Mama. Slow.
going slow. Before you go, don't leave me, baby. Don't leave me, please. If you're gonna leave me, honey, give my body easy. Hey, rock me, mama. Hey, rock me slow. I want you to rock me, mama, one time before you go.
Contrasting blues tracks. First, vocalist Jimmy Cotton in a small group led by trombone player Chris Barber, reminding us that Barber did much to start the ball rolling by bringing to the UK black blues artists and gospel performing artists such as Muddy Waters, Jimmy Cotton and Sister Rosetta Thorpe. On the Jimmy Cotton track, he was a vocalist, of course, and on other tracks on the album, he plays some pretty mean harmonica. Barber played trombone, as you would expect. The piano player was a guy who you don't hear too much about these days, but he was certainly quite a feature in the 50s and 60s. His name was Keith Short. And the bass player was Jim Bray. The more modern disc, All for the Not for the Love of You, was sung by Shirley Johnson, a much more sophisticated blues performance, better recording techniques, a much larger group backing, and with a sophisticated orchestrated accompaniment, and a marketing sound, which I think we can sort of identify as the sax sound. So, as I said, two contrasting blues performances there. Throughout jazz history, there has been a constant stream of change in our music. Some have been major shifts of change, others less so. Some have been instigated suddenly by individuals, others over a period of time by groups. Some have been lasting, others less important. Fortunately, all have been documented thanks to the issue of gramophone records, and we should bear in mind that many of these were of a commercial nature. One innovator, probably less well known, is vibraphone player Teddy Charles. He is located in the bop tradition involvement, and he did play with such forward thinkers as Charles Mingus and George Russell. And both these jazzmen embraced and introduced forward-looking arrangements to the music. We're going to hear Teddy Charles' group now with one of his compositions, an arrangement which, although rooted in bop, has elements of really more extensive harmonic and forward-looking ideas. The track is called Reiteration. The personnel are Teddy Charles on vibraphone, Idris Suleiman on trumpet, John Jenkins alto sax, Mal Waldron, I mentioned that he will be cropping up again, on piano, Addison Farmer on bass, and Jerry Siegel on drums. This is Reiteration.